Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to today's show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show to give your comment or your opinion. All right? Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, let's get into our weather. Right now is 58 degrees in the ATL. And we're looking at a high today of 74, a low tonight of 65. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at thunderstorms in 76. Thursday, partly cloudy, 61. Friday, sunny, 59. Saturday, sunny, 62. Sunday is going to be a nice day, sunny and 69. So that's your weather. And please, guys, dress appropriately. Because, you know, you think this weather is changing, but then tomorrow it'll change again. Today's word of the day is genuflect. Genuflect. G-E-N-U-F-L-E-C-T. Genuflect is a verb, and it means to bend the knee or to touch the knee to the floor or ground, especially in worship. To be humbly obedient or respectful. That is genuflect. All right. Now, you know, some of these words you never heard of before, and they mean things that you have heard of before. Genuflect, you think of that when these people like them Muslims and stuff are at the mosque or whatever, and they're on the floor on their knees, and they bend over and do that, all that stuff. That's called genuflect. All right, so you can put that in your vocabulary and use it however you'd like. I hope you guys had a great Monday. Hope you're having a great Tuesday, and hang in there with me. Hang in there with me. I got a great show coming for you, and I'm kind of excited. I'm excited if you are. You know, so without further ado, let's get it on. I see there are a lot of people still joining the show, so welcome, 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 guys. And here we go. I'm kind of rubbing my hands together and all this because I know there are a lot of women up on the show. There are a lot of guys up on the show. My wife is up on the show. So I have to be careful, right? No, I'm going to still bring it to you guys 100% because that's who I am. Now, today's show is entitled, Why Do Some Women Ration Sex or Hold It Over Some Men's Heads, or over their men's heads? Okay, so we're going to discuss some of the reasons that women keep sex from their partners on occasions. Now, again, I said some women, all right? Not all women, but some women ration sex. Or hold it over their men's head. And I found a question. There's an answer here that someone put up. Okay. And this was the question for women. It says, why do wives ration out sex to their husbands? That's a common complaint amongst husbands. Okay? And the best answer that they found was Some women derive extreme sick power out of denying sex to their husband. There is some connection in the brain that makes this a turn-on, similar to men liking violence. And it says, you need to fight back. Do not accept it. Okay? And this says, another thing says, 12 years married to a sick, sex-denying woman. We finally started counseling, and it's working well already. Okay? Now, that may be the answer. That some women, not all women, some women derive extreme sick power out of denying sex to their husbands. And it says there is some connection in the brain that makes this a turn on for women. Okay? Now, I'd say this, and this is just my opinion, guys. You guys can call in. Just press the number one on your keypad. You're already on the show listening. So you can just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air. And I'll put you on the air to give your comments and opinions on today's episode. There are a lot of people up, and probably all my lines are full, look like. So, if someone can't get on the show, you guys can let them know that they can listen live online at Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, some women do this, excuse me, as a get back. Again, you know, if we've been arguing and this and that, and then we go to bed and you know, the man tries to make his move on you in bed and you deny him, I believe that's a part of sex rationing as well. Because see, men, we're you know, we don't grab these emotions and hold on to them, excuse me, very long. We don't do that. If we've been in some type of an argument with you, or we've been kind of disagreeing on some stuff about the house or bills or money or kids, whatever. Okay, that's happened. It's over with. It's done. Men, we don't hang on to that stuff. But at the same time, we have to realize that women do. They hang on to this stuff. And, you know, just because we're going to bed, that doesn't mean that she's forgotten about it or she's put that in the past. Now we're okay and we can do our thing and everything's good. That isn't it. Again, guys, remember that women are emotional beings. They wear it on their sleeves. They wear it on their shoulders. They wear it on their hats. They wear it everywhere. And they use their sex as a go-between. They use sex as a go-between between us fighting. And now, okay, we've been fighting, and then now we're going to bed. Now this is my weapon against you for the things that you said. They don't think about the things that they said to us. Right? They don't care about the things that they said to us. Things that we said to them is like, you know, it's set in stone. And they're not going to forget it. But they don't realize that they said some of the same things to us. Now we're in bed together, and, you know, you know, I'm wanting to have sex, but hey, nah, that's not happening tonight, brother. You just said some things to me that I didn't like. So they'll turn their back to you, and you have to go to sleep. Right? Right? Okay. So now, do men ration sex with women too? I think they do. I mean, I understand that sometimes women don't want to have sex. Sometimes men don't want to have sex. And, you know, but it's more common. It's more common for the women not to want to have sex with the men than it is the men not wanting to have sex with the women. But remember, ladies, we have feelings too. And you know, pretty much anyone who knows me knows that I've said before that you have to get the poison out. That's what I call it, poison. You have to get the poison out. And the poison is and you have to get you have to get an orgasm. You have to get you have to get that out of you. And men have to get it out of them, because women say that they can go, you know, months or even years without having sex. Well, they're doing something. It may not be with a man, but, you know, it may be with toys or whatever, but they're doing something to keep that poison out. And at the same time, men who don't have a woman to have sex with to get rid of their poison, they may be doing something else as well to keep it out. So if you keep that, if you continue with that poison in, that's going to make a man very, very hard to deal with, hard to get along with. It is, because it's like a, it's like a sickness. It's like an addiction that we have to have. We have to have the sex to deal with. We have to have the sex to deal with things. It clears our head. It makes us think more clearer. You know, it makes us get on to the next task. You know, it makes us feel differently about you guys. Now, if you ration out the sex, a lot of women do it just like they do. I equate this to keeping the kids away from their father. You know, you guys may not be together, but the lady or the woman has the kids. The man is trying to see the kids, but she holds them back from him seeing them because possibly he hadn't paid child support, or he hadn't did something that makes her want to keep the kids away from him. And I don't think that's right. Okay. And you know, I also feel that it's not right for you guys to keep sex away from us just because we had an argument. Okay, let it go. And again, y'all say things to us that we don't like, but we squash it and move on. But we say things to y'all that y'all don't like, and y'all hang on to it. And you hang on to it for a few days. It isn't like, okay, we're I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. You can take your ass to bed. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. So she sleeps on the couch, you're in the bed, or vice versa. And tomorrow, you know, we wake up tomorrow, and she's still giving us the cold shoulder. Okay? But we've moved on. Okay? We've forgotten about it. We moved on. Because guess what? We got sex on our mind. We need to get the poison out. Because if we don't, it calls for a bad, bad day. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, you guys can call in and tell me what you think about today's topic. Because, you know, I know there are other opinions out there and comments out there about this. You know, piggybacking off my show from yesterday is that, you know, hey, if a lot of times, I'm not saying married men or whatever, but I'm saying a lot of times these women and these men that are in relationships may even be living together. When they ration sex to their man or hold that over their heads, they go find it elsewhere. They go find it elsewhere. And then the next thing you know, they're breaking up. And then she's really sitting around an emotional wreck then, because she's just sitting there crying and saying, I don't know why he had to go out and see and cheat on me and be with this other woman, because I don't know why he did that, this and that. Well, it's probably because you were rationing sex. So my suggestion to you, ladies and men, is not to ration sex. Don't do it. It's going to cause a big problem in your marriage. It's going to cause a big problem in your relationship. It's going to move things in the opposite direction as what you may want them to go. So if your man is, so if the sex isn't good, then you wouldn't be with him. I don't think. Okay? If the sex wasn't good, you wouldn't be with him. Well, some men are with women for different reasons. Some women are with men for different reasons. But, I believe that if the sex isn't good, it's not going to last. Okay? So, talking about that, why wouldn't you take care of your man? Why wouldn't you take care of your woman? Because if not, he's going to slip out the back door and see someone else. Or she's going to slip out the back door and see another man. And then you're really in a pickle then, because now the other woman that he's seeing is glad to give him sex when he wants it. The man that she's seeing is glad to give her sex when she wants it. So, if you're serious about your relationship, if you're serious about your man, your woman, don't ration sex. Ration something else. Don't cook for him or... You know, don't make his lunch or don't make the bed. Don't wash the clothes or, you know, something like that. But the six don't do that. I don't even know how that even started, whenever it started, of women, you know, rationing out the six for men. Okay? I don't even know. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, you're trying to play head games with your husband, or trying to play head games with your wife, can be really, really a slippery slope. Okay, it can be a real slippery slope when it comes to sex and playing those games. I wouldn't do it. I don't recommend it. And, you know, if you are doing it, stop. Stop today. Take care of your man. Take care of your woman. And things, I guarantee you, things will get better. Because when men hold in the poison, they are ill. They can't think right. They can't do things right. And you're not going to be a happy camper with that. But again, I don't understand how, and it's because men are wired differently from women, of course. And again, I don't understand how women have that thinking in their heads that I'm not, you know, the probably the first thing on their minds when they're into an argument, or he says something or whatever, probably the first thing that comes into their minds is that when he get in bed tonight, he's gonna get the back booty treatment. That means you're gonna turn your back and booty to him, and he not getting anything. Okay, but the deal is that you're just mad because of the argument or the fight that we just had. But he's not. He had the fight. He said his piece, and we're moving on. Right? You had the fight. You said your piece. Why we can't move on? Again, women hold that and hold that against us. Some women hold it longer than others. Then there's some women out there who don't hold it at all. They almost have the same mentality as men. They get into bed and, hey, let's do it. Now, they may pick it up the next morning and say something about it, but they you know, they keep going. But men, we're like black and white. It's over. It's done with. I'm done with it. Women cannot do that. And they use sex as a go-between. Then they ask you, are you not going to apologize for what you said? Okay, what did I say? Oh, you don't know what you said to me last night? I said a lot of stuff. What got you so upset? Well, if you don't know, then something's not right. And then here we go again. Right? Here we go again. But that's because we've said it, we're done with it, and we're moving on. No need to continue to waste time on that. Ladies, I'm trying to give you guys an insight into your man. And I know the men out there who are listening to the show saying, Frank, man, you're right on the button, bro. You're right on the money. And you know what I'm saying is that women say stuff. They'll say things to you that you're like, hey, you know, that was not good that you said to me. But I'm not harping on it. You said it. I heard it. We're moving on. But they don't realize that they've said something as well to you that hurt your feelings. But they don't care about your feelings. All they care about is theirs. And because they've got the cookie, they're going to use that against you. And again, it's some women. It's not all women. It's some men that do that. It's not all men. So, you know, again, I'd say to you ladies and you men, if you are rationing sex to your partner, stop doing it. Okay? Stop doing it. You remember, you know the old saying that says, don't go to bed angry. Go ahead and work it out before you go to bed. And if you work it out and you apologize to her or she apologizes to you, then y'all can go to bed with a clear mind and we both get rid of the poison. Okay? Poison in your body makes you feel bad. So men, we have to get it out. And I'm not saying, you know, some men only have sex with their woman once a week, four times a month maybe. That's not good. That's rationing. Why do you want to manipulate your partner like that? You know, I read something and I'm serious now. I'm not just saying this to ladies just to get you guys to start the opening up. Well, that didn't sound right, opening up. But I'm saying this to get you women to start not ration the sex. Is that men need to have sex maybe anywhere from 20 to 25 times a month. It's 30, sometimes 31 days in the month. That's a couple of, that's 6-7 days off. Right? Can y'all handle that? Because we can. And I hope you ladies are listening. Because you know the saying that says a happy wife makes a happy life? I got to figure out a saying for the men, but a happy man makes a happy life for the woman. Y'all with me? So however I have to say it, however you have to hear it, however you have to put it, piece it together or whatever, put it together. Take care of your man. Take care of your woman. And again, it's not all women. Some women love to have sex with their man. And they don't care what argument we had. When we hit that bed, it's on. Some men are the same way. I don't care what argument we had. When we hit that bed, it's on. It's lights out. So take care of your man. Take care of your woman. Do the right thing by him. Do the right thing by her. And if you do, there's no reason for a man to go out and see another woman other than sex. I'm going to close the show on that. You guys have a great day, a great week. take care of yourselves, and remember, concentrate on your man. Concentrate on your man. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great day, guys. Let's see. Here we go. Your man gonna say, hey, baby, be ready when I get there, cause I am on the way. This Frank, I'll see ya.
I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way.
I'm on the way, girl.
I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm on the way, hey, 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 oh, girl, I'm on the way, you know you on my mind, I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs, she looked at me like Nala, said, so why you lying, girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries, love it when she cooks steak, and taters on the side, that grown woman, she might as well add some wine, she like, baby, hurry up, so we can take our time, fine, I'ma call you in and take you outside, hey.
Hello,
where you at,
I'm coming,
baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out of the outlet.
I said, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'm going to be honest, I ain't even in the house.
Doing 80 and a 60, because I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'm going to hit it, I'm going to hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day, we still tried to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember. We used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Hey, just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left way. And you already know, parking the visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money, cause I gotta do the show. Yeah. Go tell her that I'm home, and tell her I can't talk on the phone, cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 50, 60, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. How'd you let the club, and I'm about to make a play, I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. 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 Hey, hey.